We're having a little tea break this morning on the show. Yes, as we are enjoying Bubbles and Boba, this new concept that's come to the UAE. Not a new concept in other places in the world, but yeah, tea that you can drink and eat at the same time. And we've got Alex Meir, who is the managing partner of Bubbles and Boba. That's a shop that's opened up in Dubai Mall. And also from the Dubai Eye crew, we have got Linda, Greg and Roy that are sampling all the different varieties of Bubbles and Boba. So we're going to get your favourites in a moment, but your text messages are coming in as well. And one here saying that I'm on my way to Abu Dhabi for work, but you guys made me want to take a turn and go and get this Bubbles and Boba. It's sounding good. Yeah, it is good. I'm sort of pleasantly surprised actually at the taste, in that I thought it would be the one that it would be too sweet, but actually the one you gave me is very refreshing. It's iced, you know, you've got your ice in there, it's cold, but apparently you can have them warm also. And somebody else is texting here, maybe it could be your other half actually, Alex, or it's somebody, but they're saying Bubbles and Boba have popping boba, which bursts into a syrup in your mouth. And you've also got the coconut flavoured bits. They're called natte coco,
are jellies, coconut and other flavoured jellies, and they're one of the toppings.
You also have basil seeds, apparently, passion fruit seeds and jams that you can mix into your tea. And basically, you can make up your own toppings.
Yeah, that's all the other extra toppings you have. So the star ingredient is always tapioca. There's black tapioca and white tapioca. And then the next one are the popping bobas, which are little balls. They've got the same size. You just had one, huh? And they're filled with syrup, either lychee or mango or something delicious.
How was it, Roy?
As soon as it goes in your mouth, it pops.
It was really wonderful. I was about to ask if there is a mango flavored tapioca already, and then all of a sudden I just had a popping boba which has a mango syrup flavor inside. No need to ask.
Pass your drink over, Roy.
You're going to have a try, Linda.
I'm going to have a try.
Here, Kashif is asking, is there a sugar-free version of the bubble tea for diabetics?
We've been asked that, and we're working on it. Give us another month, and it will be there.
Okay, good. And it is. I mean, are you truly open to the customer and their, that, you know, because if they're coming up with new flavors as well, is that something you can get involved in as a consumer?
Definitely. We're getting suggestions on different, you know, most nationalities who've tried it, they're coming to us and saying, oh, back home, we've got this flavor, can you have it? And we're looking at it, and we're talking to our mixologist, and we're coming up with different flavors. So in the next month, we're going to introduce a lot of new flavors, a lot of them based on recommendations from our clients.
And when you said you know, sugar free's coming, there are sweets, so there are jellies in here, and it is about, you know, whether it's a treat or whether you want to get that little pick me up and that little sugar kick. But you know, it's better than buying like a fizzy drink. Is
absolutely
it better?
Absolutely.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. It tastes better,
right?
And it's definitely I could see a healthier option, for especially for kids. Why give them a can of soda when you can
give
have
them
one
these.
Of these?
Mm.
It's fantastic.
Although you've still got sugar in there, but you—I mean, I know I was reading earlier,
but not the other ingredients.
Yeah, all the other additives and chemical. But talking of which, though, I had read earlier with regards to the bubble tea concept in other parts of the world. You know, there has been concern about some of the ingredients and maybe the chemical ingredient. What do you say to that? Are there any concerns with the ingredients?
Not really, because Dubai's health and municipality and import laws are so strict, you don't get any chemicals that are illegal at all. There are companies in China that probably produce them, but we're not allowed to import that, and we don't actually get mixed up with that.
Okay. Bob's saying, I love green tea, toast and tuna. Now, I'm assuming, Bob, you don't put that all in the same cup together as we are talking, drinking and eating in the same cup. But, you know, yeah, green tea, toast and tuna, and it's great for the late night little snacks that you might want. So, okay, keep them coming in. Your tea tipple of choice, what you like to have with your tea. We'd love to hear from you on 4001. So, Roy, in the Philippines, I know you like your sweet things. Mm-hmm. I know I've been and had meals with you in your restaurant here in the UAE, not your actual restaurant, from your country here in the UAE. And I was introduced to some incredible desserts, of which I think tapioca or sago or sajo would be included. So you've got a sweet tooth.
Majority of the Filipinos have sweet tooth. It is really a thing for us that always there would be dessert except for me. I don't need much of desserts. But, you know, with this one, this is really good right now, especially when summer is coming. This is a very popular drink for us Filipinos, especially when summer comes in, when it hits. Like, right now, it's summer already back at home, so this would be one of the best buys right now.
That's the idea. The culturally, you know, the culture of food, the culture of drinking tea, and when we like to do that, you know, it changes, doesn't it? It can change from person to person, but it can also change through the year. As you were saying, as it gets hotter, what you like to drink that refreshes you. Mm-hmm. Is that something you think about? I mean, for you, Greg, you know, you're our foodie in the office. You love you cook. You bring us wonderful creations, and you said you used to be barista. You used to, you know, grind and make the coffee, but you're only drinking one cup of tea a day.
Yeah.
But the culture of tea, or the culture of food and drink, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's changing in the States from what I understand. I mean, everyone was surprised when I came over here more than 20 years ago when I would ask for iced tea. And they would look at me strangely and say, what is that? You know, as you said, things are changing. More Americans are drinking tea, and I never drank tea unless it was iced tea before.
Right.
Warm tea used to just turn me off, and it was you either drank coffee, milk, water, soda, or iced tea.
Mm.
And it's, you know, just another reason I enjoy this place so much. It opens your eyes. I've never ever experienced anything like these drinks in the States, where you know. If you have orange juice and you chew on little bits, the pulp, okay, that's the extent of it.
And that's exotic.
And this is, yeah, people make it, it's a selling point. It has orange juice with pulp. Yay. but this is fantastic. I really enjoy it.
And would you have your tea, would it be just black tea, or would you have milk with it?
I have milk.
Okay.
Milk and sugar, one cup in the morning.
Okay.
Wake me up.
Yeah, and for you, Linda, then, the culture of tea, when you would take it or wouldn't take it, coming from Germany.
Well, it's definitely different to the British tea culture. So black tea, I wouldn't drink as much, and I see people drinking more chamomile tea or herb tea in general. So for me personally, I drink about 3 liters of water, and that water is tea, actually, because I don't like water as such. It's a bit boring. So I just add some tea. I let it cool down, whatever. So drinking tea is very, very common, but not so much black tea.
So would you have herbal tea, Greg? Would you have herbal tea, Roy?
Yes, I do.
And which one?
It's raspberry and cranberry, I believe.
Mm.
I only learned that to drink tea when I was here in this country.
Yeah. Well, people are coming in with their tea, and also what they like to have with the tea. Someone's just saying they like tea and Vegemite. Good for you. Yeah, really, I think, quite a comforter as well. And the one I wanted to share with you, as I bring it up and get my system up to date, here we go, is I hail from India, and when we have, and we have it all the time, tea, it's called Sabudana. Sabudana translates into soap balls due to its appearance. As Hindus, when we fast, we're allowed to have these Sabudana pearls boiled in milk with nuts and sugar, and we use it to fast, for the young people as well, we're allowed to have this when we're fasting. So that's the Sabudana. So really lovely to hear from all different parts of the world your preference of tea, but also what I'm getting from this is how we're starting to merge and sort of cross-fertilize with the different flavors. So Alex, as we look through the menu at Bubbles and Boba, go through some of the different varieties, and then we'll get the guys to give their verdict of their absolute favorite Bubbles and Boba tea.
Okay, so at Bubbles and Boba, we have 3 varieties of bubble tea. The traditional bubble milk tea, which is black Taiwanese tea with condensed milk and honey. And along that line, you've got Thai tea, you've got green tea, you've got a whole load of variations there. Then you have fruity teas, stuff like peach or apricot or lychee, and they're fused with Assam tea or black tea. And then you have the smoothies, which could have no tea at all. Which is like the coconut or the lychee, or you can have green tea smoothie. So there's 3 different variations. Potentially, you can make hundreds of variations. You know, you can mix and match, and there'll be a whole load of different flavors.
So are these made on the spot when you order them?
They are, yeah.
They're not sat waiting in a fridge somewhere?
No, not at all, no. They're okay. Basically, the tea is freshly brewed,
okay.
And basically they're mixed with the different flavorings depending on
what the order is.
And which type. So if you want warm or smoothie, and then they're made, and then they're put in that funky sealing machine, and you get your fat straw and nice packaging. And it's all a whole experience. The whole drinking of it is an experience, the way you hold it, the way you shake it.
And I guess, again, just mixing up the flavors and creating your own. How long does it take to make?
About 1 minute.
Okay,
yeah.
Nice and quick.
How much is it? How much is it, the small
the coconut, ones? For instance, coconut smoothie?
Okay, the small normal teas are 19 dirhams, the larger 22 dirhams, the smoothies are 26 dirhams.